Welcome to yet another week of From Out of the City. This is William F. DeVault, sometimes referred to as the romantic poet of the internet. And here we are on Monday, January 15th, 2007. And with me in the studio today is Daniel S. McTaggart. Say hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
And we're talking about our joint volume, Psalms of the Monster River Cult, which I know we've discussed before on this show, but we thought we'd come around and hit you with it again. For those of you not aware of the book, and you should be if you're listening to this show, if not, shame on you, go back and listen to all past shows. We'll give you a few minutes.
Shame.
Okay, done? Good. Anyway, Psalms of the Monster River Cult is a dual second volume. It's in part a follow-up to Dan's very successful Midnight Muse in a Convenience Store, and it's also a follow-up to my book, The Morgantown Suite Poems. These are all poems that we wrote about the culture and the people and our experiences in the area of northern West Virginia, the monster river of the book title being actually the Monongahela River. So what we're going to do tonight is talk a little bit about some of the poems in the book. You're going to hear us read a few of them, and you'll learn something about it, and hopefully you'll be so motivated you'll run right over to my website, cityoflegends.com, or to our publisher site, lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and buy yourself a few cases of the books, give them as gifts, keep them for yourself, hoard them for when we die so they become incredibly valuable. So Dan, tell us a little bit about the pieces that you're planning to read for us this evening.
Well, the first one I have here is Streets Under Rain. It's inspired by a job I used to hold. I used to drive to work at like 4:30 in the morning, and I would just take time to notice on my way to work what the atmosphere was like on the way. The black streets, the quiet air. Sometimes it was misty and foggy. Sometimes the sound of the city took on a different tone when there was no people there to disrupt the echoes.
Yeah, there's something about streets when they're wet, the way they absorb light rather than reflect it. They almost look like they vanish. I know on some blacktop roads, when it rains, if there's not like lines on the road, you're driving down and it almost looks like you're driving through empty space.
It looks like you could dive into them.
Yeah. All right, so this poem is called Streets Under Rain?
Yes.
All right.
Streets under rain are like black oceans, reflecting velvet skies. Schools of headlights streak along migratory turns, searching for the most palatable climate. Territorial hisses slice the air, whetting the blade of a ferocious appetite. But no killing is ever done, no blood ever shed. There is only the semblance of a hunter's skill, and the weight of a blade still in the scabbard.
Sounds like you're giving those streets a lot of credit for some sort of viciousness, almost.
Sometimes it was almost like a ballet, a peaceful ballet, and sometimes I felt like it was a duel, a battle between gods that's just out of the range of human sight.
An ominous presence, for sure.
Yes.
All right, do you have another piece for us?
I sure do.
And what is this one?
It is called Moth Dance.
And what is that about? As if I can't guess by the title.
Well, you know how moths circle around a candlelight on the porch. And
yes.
Sometimes they just suddenly jump into the flame.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to figure out a reason for that.
Okay. Well, without further ado, here's Daniel S. McTaggart from the book Psalms of the Monster River Cult. And the poem is called Moth Dance.
Moth Dance. Outside on cool summer evenings, moths dance around candlelight, usually one or two or sometimes three. I heard they thought the flame was the moon, but I never understood that. The moon was bright and beautiful, but it stood still, never changing its expression, while the flame raised its arms, wiggling its yellow hips. I thought that was the measure of a true or convenient dance partner, one that responded to your courtships. Yet the flame may flirt with other beaux, which may be why some moths fly into it in a spurt of jealousy, only to be spurned to the floor, their legs clenching like a fist that couldn't bear missing an opportunity.
For my contribution, I'm going to be doing a series of poems, a cycle, That's actually taken from the title of the book, called The Psalms of the Monster River Cult. And these are seven short poems about the river and the mythology of the area and the legends of the peoples. The history of the Mon River includes the fact that the Mon River largely sealed the fate of the Confederacy. When the 55 western counties of Virginia realized that their main avenue for trade, the Monongahela River, flowed north into Pennsylvania, and they were separated really from the rest of the Confederacy by the mountains, they went ahead and changed sides, forming a new state initially called Vandalia and then later West Virginia. And the coal that was being mined in West Virginia largely helped the North in their fight against the Confederacy. So the Mon River played a significant role in this nation's history, sometimes overlooked. So without further delay, here is Psalms of the Monster River Cult. Cold water river, bearing the lives and souls of the settlers and dwellers, the farmers and miners flowing north to seal the fate of the treason of the southern lands, give life and bear our sins north to the fortress in the hills. Give up the dead. Throw out on your shores the lost children and lovers and friends who fell into your long, flowing jaws, leaving behind our grief and loss, reminding us of the transience of our lives. As the sun rises and the waters glisten, I listen to the burbles on your banks, seeking revelations in these whispers. Lead me to understand the hand of God in the water striders and crayfish who live their lives in innocence and surrender to your will. It is too far to the far shore to make it while fighting the current that presses me, caresses me, and commands me to the north, where I would flow into the arms of other river gods, unworthy of my reverence. Accept my sacrifice, drain my pores and cure my sores, and on your shores let the weariness in me find rest and recompense for all the bitter twists encountered as brutal fists from out of these hills where you flow away. I would walk on your waters, unworthy to touch your imperial depths, steps in slow cadence as you dance away beneath me, bearing your truths from a thousand sources, north to the merging, west to the surging, and south to the city of rebirth. Gone is the dawn on the Mon. Gone is the sky reflected upon the troubled waters that carry us, bury us in the legacy of the dark waters. Daughter of the earth, sister to the sun, mother to the dreams just out of reach, but imaginable. Okay, to wrap up this week's show, Dan is going to give us two more of his offerings from out of the book. Again, it's Psalms of the Monster River Cult from Lulu.com. Features poems by both Mr. McTaggart and myself on the topic of Northern West Virginia, the land, the people, the cultural and experiential adventures we've had here. So, Dan, what are these two pieces you're going to read for us?
The last two pieces I'm going to read are called Empty Bar and Jazz Trio at Arts Monongahela.
All right. And can you tell us anything about them before you read them?
Well, I wanted to read Empty Bar because there are several poems in this book about the bar life in downtown Morgantown.
They have bars in Morgantown?
Sometimes it seems like that's all they have down there. But it's a big part of the College City life in Morgantown. And I don't think you can talk about Morgantown without mentioning it.
Now, at least it's not welcome to West Virginia University, where greatness is learned and couches are burned.
Yeah.
I see that t-shirt a little too much.
WVU has a notorious party reputation, and the bars play a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the bars are also a part of its mystique. It's like a flirtatious woman. You know, sometimes it dangles a carrot in front of you, and other times it the cart speeds up and you have no hope of catching up to it.
Yeah. I've never known any woman to have success with me dangling carrots, but, you know, maybe that's something they just haven't tried yet.
Ladies, depends whether or not you're vegetarian or not.
This is true. Okay, and this second piece you're going to read.
Jazz Trio at Arts Monongahela. It's based on an event that we both attended.
Right.
There was some months ago.
I remember that.
It was the final performance of a local jazz trio. I believe the piano player had to go back to Malaysia.
Something like that, yes.
After that, and that was their final performance together.
Oh, okay.
And this poem was basically my impressions of that night.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel S. McTaggart reading Empty Bar and then Jazz Trio at Arts Monongahela.
Empty Bar. Some nights the bar just stays empty, fated to have no more than a couple of pairs of elbows resting by the beer nuts. Hardly enough sleeves to mop any spills that may occur. Stools are so barren, it's a waste when the barmaids horse around. And it's a shame they never unbutton their blouses that low when there's more people in the place. So the bar, usually spotted with spills and scattered snacks, must slake its thirst with reflections of unused taps and empty tip jars. At least for tonight. Jazz Trio at Arts Monongahela. The aroma of beer bounced between friends like a bee, moving to the next flower, pollinating every bit of conversation to make honey of sweet atmosphere. The pianist's head was barely visible over the baby grand. You could not see his fingers dance, but oh, could you hear the shoes they wore. The flutist tangoed on her instrument with soft shoe lips. Every step of her breath was like the patter of rose petals showering a naked back. Through it all, the bassist strummed his velvet thunderclaps, fingers stumbling with drunken precision on a six-string street. It was free-form intoxication in the dark, the air smattered with bubbles of applause rising from the bottom of the glass.
As always, Dan, a real pleasure. Again, everybody, the book is Psalms of the Monster River Colt. You can procure it at cityoflegends.com in the city store, or you can order it through the publisher, lulu.com. Have a good evening, have a good week, and thank you once again for coming by from out of the city.